get bitten by a snake, all you have to do is sneak up on one and try to grab it. Unfortunately, the snake is sometimes faster than the hand. If you do get bitten, kill the snake if possible and bring it with you to the nearest medic or doctor. The dead snake will help them to determine what kind of serum to give you. The best advice, however, is not to get bitten in the first place. As Marty Frickert would say,
if you young'uns are smart, you'll put your mouth where the money is.
In other words, enter the 1969 Freedoms Foundation Letter Awards Program. You can win one of the 101 cash prizes ranging from $50 to the top award of $1,000. What do you have to do? Simple. Write a letter of 500 words or less on the subject, My Hopes for America's Future, and send it to the Freedoms Foundation at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, before the 1st of November. Don't forget to include your full name, rank, service number, and both service and home address. Did I forget anything, Marty?
If you have, Sonny, it's no contest.
Now, the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Police Commissioner of Midland City.
Commissioner.
Yes, I am.
The chief is on the line.
You require Comanche.
Washington.
Never heard of him.
From our nation's capital.
Oh, that one. Hi, Chief. How's your bird? Fine. Listen, got your letter today. The one with the P.S. The world is about to be destroyed. Send help. Yes. Well, could we make it next week sometime? That soon, huh? Couldn't ask for a two-week extension. I see. Well, this is the thing, Chief. The winged warrior is a little tied up right now. He's, taking a basket to his grandmother. Oh. I said he's groceries and a TV guide. Yes. Well, perhaps next year we can get together. That soon, huh? Listen, behind every crowd there's a silver moonshine. Yes. Well, thanks for calling and say hello to the girls. I know, I know. Well, look at it this way. You'll be gaining a ranch hand. So long, Chief.
Meanwhile, back in the woods, your party.
We got to strong this way. Hey, Bobby. No singing in the woods allowed.
And so, the winged warrior continues his trek to his grandmother's house without singing.
That's okay, because I've really got a song in my heart.
And several days later, in the same fog.
Pardon me.
Yes.
Is this the way to Fargo, North Dakota?
That's right, Big Chicken. What have you got in the basket?
Groceries and a TV guide.
Tell me more.
Well, I'm on my way to my grandmother's house.
How interesting.
You're the big bad wolf, aren't you?
Mm.
You're the big bad wolf, aren't you?
No. They call me the bear, baby. That's
B-E-A-R. I figured that.
So you're going to Fargo, North Dakota?
Oh, yes. That's where my hungry grandmother lives.
Funny thing.
Not to my grandmother.
I'm heading for Fargo myself.
Oh, good. Then we can go together, leaping through the forest, hand in hand, singing and
no singing aloud.
No singing aloud, Bryce. Can't sing.
Hey, let's race.
I don't think that's allowed in the woods either.
Racing's okay.
Racing's okay.
Let's take off.
Last one there is a, where'd she go?
Well, that's got to be a pretty racy party. And another thing, how could the bear lady take off that vest with the heavy bear costume? Could it be she's a good sprinter, but a bad speller?
Be listening tomorrow. As the American Forces Vietnam Network presents another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.